Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. You can hear the show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon Central. And there are many more podcasts for this and all of our other faith radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining this morning, Dr. Bill Meyer Live. This is Bill Arnold in for him today. And in this half hour, we're going to talk to Joseph Sundy. He is a writer for the Acton Institute. You might wonder what that is. Well, that's named after the great English historian, Lord John Acton. And the mission of the Acton Institute is to promote a free and virtuous society characterized by individual liberty and sustained by religious principles. So we like this guy already. So, Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. So I know you live here in the Twin Cities. So you're a you're a homeboy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So welcome. Nice to have you on board. Let's talk a little bit about generosity and how it can actually transform a community.
Sure. So so one thing that we focus on a lot at the Acton Institute is expanding our view of generosity. I think a lot of times we can apply it, you know, to our finances, which is great, and that's always going to be a struggle and a challenge. But really, I think what we're called to do in every area of our life is to be generous with our gifts. And a lot of times that involves, you know, our time as well and our energy and just general stewardship of how and that, you know, permeates throughout our daily work, obviously. So when I write about generosity, a lot of times I think it's trying to help the church expand their vision of that, that generosity can take place in business, in the workplace, and not just by giving things away, but of being creative and yielding, you know, yielding to the Spirit in many sorts of unpredictable ways that, you know, will also involve the sorts of financial generosity or material generosity that, that we often think about.
So, well, go ahead.
Oh, so what I was going to say was there's this powerful story out of Uganda that I recently highlighted where there's this, his pastor's name, the pastor's name is Bishop Hannington, and he's approaching his community trying to inspire this generosity. I think it's a great example of kind of what I'm talking about where, so he, in his community, he's very much seen this where people kind of see it as this duty that's this very narrow, confined role for people. And what happens is the Uganda Civil War breaks out. His community is just totally ravaged. And it almost, you know, makes him more pessimistic about the prospects for having a community that is generous. They come back to their town after 2 years in refugee camps and, you know, the farms are destroyed. The, you know, the buildings are torn down, the schools, the homes, everything is just ravished. And he just, his immediate reaction is to think, well, I guess we're going to, you know, be on the receiving side now. I wanted to be on the, you know, giving side, but, you know, we have nothing to give now. We have no resources. We, you know, this typical framework that we fall into, and God kind of shakes up his worldview and shows him, you know, go to the community and, you know, I've given you all things already, you know, and I've given you this place, but I've given each of you unique gifts and unique talents. And that's how generosity actually begins, is thinking about your life more fully and more holistically. And what is my calling to give? What am I supposed to give? So he goes to the community, you know, and says, what is already in our hands? You know, we do have things in our hands. God has placed something in each of us. And, you know, what happens is the community begins begins building. And some of that is charity, you know, some of it is giving blankets to children. And it evolves from that to tapping, you know, mechanics and engineers and business people in the community to just, you know, rebuild kind of how we think of normal economic growth. So I think that is sort of a beautiful picture of bottom-up generosity that can transform a community.
Joseph, I'm getting the feeling nobody in this community was sitting around feeling sorry for themselves or feeling like victims. I think the leadership that this Bishop Hannington was offering was to really live out what God has given us to do and the gifts that God has given us, and let's get to work.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a huge thing is it's always tempting. I think even, and it's easy to think of this in Uganda, obviously, or in this extreme situation, but even, you know, in the West, in our comfortable situations, you know, even a lot of the bumps on the road, I think we, even if we're not looking necessarily for outside, you know, financial help or from a position of dependency necessarily, I think it's very tempting to just think, you know, well, God, you need to, you know, do something first, when really God's wanting us to, you know, dig into what he's calling us to do and take action, even in those situations where scarcity and lack seem like, you know, the driving kind of forces.
Yeah. I mean, I know God likes work, doesn't he? I mean, sure, I wanted to sleep till noon today, but I said, no, I'm getting up at 4 and coming in and doing this job.
Yes, for sure.
And you're not going to applaud or anything? That's just it? Yes, for sure. That's all you're giving me right now? I expected so much more from you. I expected so much more.
Yeah, no, I think work is actually the center of what I'm getting at, even as, you know, the charity that these people engaged in was empowered by that. And the more that this community, you know, worked together and really offered their gifts in ways that, you know, were sustainable and provided, you know, livelihoods for the people. And that definitely transformed everything from the bottom up. And really, I think work, oftentimes I think we get tempted with work to think that, well, if it involves money or if it involves a paycheck or if it involves, you know, a fee for service, that generosity can't be part of that equation. And I think that's totally backwards, and that work in, and at Acton, we often talk about work as, this is kind of our basic definition, is that work is service to others and thus to God. So work is not primarily about getting a paycheck. It's not primarily about, you know, stashing up a cozy retirement or, you know, status or any of these things. It's fundamentally about serving others. And if your work is not serving others, you know, there's a problem, and there's definitely work that, you know, can be that way. But the way God designed work is for it to be serving others. And so really generosity, if our work doesn't begin with generosity, that's a problem. And I think God's design for the economy, it can surely involve, you know, a paycheck, or I think all of us know this intrinsically in all of our jobs. We know that we've been generous, we've given and sacrificed, and there's something, you know, going on there that in the transcendent that does involve generosity. But still, even though we've kind of experienced this, yes, I'm getting paid, but yes, I'm, you know, I'm going the extra mile. I'm not being totally self-interested and selfish in what I'm doing. You know, people understand that in their own lives, but yet we fall into this trap of thinking, yeah, work is just kind of this thing I do, you know, and then I come home and then I, you know, and maybe if I make enough money, you know, I can give a little extra to missions, or maybe I can evangelize in the workplace. And those are amazing things, and we should always strive to do those things. But I do think the work is selling, or I do think the church is selling the whole economic sphere short if that's all we see. Work in and of itself is given to us as a gift to give to others. Yeah. So once we tweak that in our thinking, I think it can change so much. So yeah, I do think generosity and work kind of go hand in hand. So
yeah, and shouldn't, as we're driving to work today, as the listeners are in their cars, possibly right now, thinking, shouldn't we say to ourselves, I'm going to treat each day at work as an act of worship to God?
Yes,
because,
definitely.
Because the conflict is, I'm really interested. I have self-interest, and I have self-preservation, so I care about me, myself, and I. And if that's the attitude that you go to work every day with, you're going to probably be quite miserable.
Yes. I mean, if we're not, I think in each and every, the practical application is that, you know, the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us each and every day in each and every circumstance. to pour out, you know, truth and goodness and beauty to people. And, you know, most of our days are spent at work.
Mm-hmm.
And
speak for yourself.
So, if we approach those little moments each and every day with just more intentionality, with a proper perspective, I think God's going to open up doors and we're going to be able to change lives. Yes. Through, you know, speaking, you know, the truth through evangelism, but also through just providing good services and being generous in kind of the more mundane, everyday things we do.
Okay. We're going to take a little break when we come back, more with Joseph Sunday. It's 46 minutes after the hour. Thanks for being with us this morning. Bill Arnold in for Dr. Bill Meyer. We'll be right back.
The Twin Cities' new home for Faith Radio, 90.7 FM, AM 900.
Thanks for being with us this morning. We're so glad you're listening to Dr. Bill Meyer Live, although Bill's taking the day off. Bill Arnold in studio in his place. We're talking to Joseph Sunday this morning from the Acton Institute. You know, Lord Acton died in 1902, but I bet he had a cool accent. Do you guys ever do Lord Acton accents around the office?
I have yet to actually see that. Lots of quotes getting tossed around, but no accents that I've seen.
Yeah. But work and service and worship, they should all be one activity. I know God is served when we put our life energy into serving others. So we're working for Him. He's given us the talents and gifts that we have, and we should be then treating each day as an act of worship to Him.
Yes. Yes, and I think it really boils up to, you know, at Acton, a lot of times we also focus on, you know, not just the individual, you know, it's once we get that individual vision of work in order, how do we then, you know, pursue a society? You read earlier, the goal is to, you know, toward a free and virtuous society. And I think freedom is just a very important tool for that. If you are giving your gifts, how can we structure society to give our gifts freely to others, where we can exchange and share and collaborate and be co-creators with our God, obviously, but also across society. So I think the next question for the church is really how do we, you know, structure a society from a economic standpoint, from a business standpoint, from a cultural standpoint, but also from a political standpoint. I think those should be, that transforms also how we approach all those questions is, if we are gift givers and work is really about service to others, how do we structure a society where we can, you know, maximize the freedom of people to exchange those gifts, to innovate, to collaborate in what God is putting on their hearts, toward the common good.
Mm-hmm. So, Joseph, I don't want to, I want to sound as honest as I can, because we talk about God's given us these gifts, and that isn't it wonderful that we can turn around and use these gifts in the workplace. But what if our gifts aren't lining up with what we're doing, and we're feeling like we're not being able to use our gifts, and we're feeling frustrated, and we don't like our job, and we don't like our boss, and we have a fair amount of like daily misery.
No, that's a very, very common question. I think there's many people who are dissatisfied where they are, where they feel underutilized, and that's a tough, that's a very tough position to be in. And I do think there aren't any easy answers for that, but I do think it begins with this perspective, right, of work as service, and it's not going to heal all the band-aids, heal all the wounds. But for instance, if you're in a job, let's say, you know, the stereotypical factory job where you're on an assembly line and, you know, you have all these creative gifts, but you're kind of stuck in this box of, you know, doing the same checklist every single day. I think God can use those moments to, you know, transform our character, to transform our perspective. But also, I think even in those moments, we need it's helpful to understand that we are providing a service, presumably. Mm-hmm. And even if that's not going to you know, that you're eventually your work is providing widget X, Y, or Z isn't gonna, you know, make everything all better totally. But I do think if we recognize that in the situations we're in, if we focus on not our frustration, which is legitimate, but on also, you know, what are we doing that is good for other people, even if it is hard to see or hard to, you know, feel down the line. So that's one part of it, mm-hmm. is just reorienting our perspective. But I mean, I do think we need to be honest that that part of the Christian mission isn't easy. And
Amen.
That comes down to really mundane work.
Yeah.
It can be cross-bearing, you know, and God called us to do that in a lot of different ways. And sometimes work, you know, for decades, for a lifetime. I mean, if you think of generations past, we're in kind of a unique time right now where we're blessed with very comfortable jobs by and large, even in the air conditioned factory, my grandpa would laugh if you complained about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so I do think we need to have perspective that work is hard and work is going to be, toil at times, and it's not always going to be fulfilling in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we approach it as this is part of my, you know, it is sacrifice. It is something God has called us to, and it's going to be frustrating. It's going to be cross-bearing. We're not going to get recognition all the time, but that is part of our calling as Christians, is to still persevere and to still give and strive. And I do think that's also why it can be so hard for people to get through those circumstances without the gospel, is it attaches meaning to even the most, in our earthly circumstances, the most mundane, trivial tasks can serve a broader purpose. And I think the gospel really yields meaning to work that we can't find any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no easy answer. That's not going to, again, you're still going to face frustration, but I think, again, as you said, approach it as an act of service, and service is service. It can be tough.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What you get paid to do is work, regardless of what you do. I mean, I'm sitting here at this gravy job with my feet up, but it's still work. You know, because this is what I'm getting paid to do, as far as I know. I could be told differently as I'm leaving the studio that I'm not getting paid. But the point is, how do we filter out all the messages that we hear? Because the messages are always, live your passion, do what only excites you. And you get up every day driving to work going, I feel like I'm missing the boat here. And really what you're saying is, you know, God's called you to do what you're doing at this time. He's given you the gifts you've been given. Make the most of them today, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I think our culture has distorted a lot of what it means, what a Christian vocation should be, and the primary drivers should not be, again, status or retirement or pursuing your dreams or what you love to do necessarily, but really aligning yourself to what God would have you do. And sometimes that's going to be extraordinary, and sometimes that's going to be, not necessarily what you want to do in that season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about being obedient, not about pursuing some mansion on a hill. So
yeah.
I think we really need to reorient ourselves around that.
So work hard for God and then trust Him to do something with it, huh?
Yes.
Joseph Sunday, exactly. You are an interesting guy. Thank you very much. From the Acton Institute, we're delighted you could be on the program this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yep. It is 56 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up. You're listening to Dr. Bill Meyer live, but Bill is out today. Bill Arnold in for him. Be right back.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.